We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Monday, April 13th, 2026. Here's your look at the weather this week in Champaign-Urbana, straight from the National Weather Service. Today, we'll see partly sunny skies with a high near of 81 degrees. There's a catch, though, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. And it'll be breezy with southwest winds gusting up to 26 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms continue before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of showers overnight with a mostly cloudy low around 65 degrees. Tomorrow brings a higher chance of storms. Expect partly sunny skies with a high near of 82, but a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing after 1 p.m. It'll stay breezy, too, with gusts up to 28 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. The rain chances jump to 60%, with up to a half inch of rain possible. Wednesday looks even wetter, with showers likely and thunderstorms possible, especially in the afternoon. We'll also get a high near 77 degrees with 80% chance of rain. By Thursday, conditions start to improve. There's still a 30% chance of showers before 1 p.m., and skies turn partly sunny with a high near of 80 degrees after. Thursday night then stays mostly clean with a low around 58 degrees. Keep the umbrella handy, the sunglasses closer, and stay weather aware this week, Shambana. Last weekend was Moms Weekend at the university, and students welcomed their moms for a few days filled with campus events, local vendors, and quality time together. For me, it meant showing my mom, Damika Carswell, around the place I call home, and she says the experience was just as special for her.
Mother's Day weekend was great. I enjoyed being able to come see my daughter and just get to enjoy the campus, seeing other parents with their children. And it's just really great to be there with family.
One of my mom's favorite moments of the weekend was visiting the vendor market at the Illini Union.
We went over to the market in the Union, and that's always nice. And I was able to get the same treats that I bought our dog Zoe. I bought some more from the vendors, so I do like to see that they have the vendors that are consistently coming every year.
However, with so many families in town, some events filled up quickly, something my mom thinks could be improved.
I think the only thing I would improve, potentially having more activities since they get filled up fairly quickly, and it's so many parents and families that like to come and do things.
Mom's Weekend continues to be a meaningful tradition, giving families a chance to reconnect and make memories on campus with their favorite alumni. Now wrapping things up, the Circular Fashion Show Expo Spring 2026 Fashion Show kicks off today. CFE will be hosting a machine sewing basics in the Siebel Center for Design Starlight Room from 5 to 8 p.m. on Monday. For Tweed Tuesday, applied sewing techniques and scree printing workshops will run in the SCD lower level, also from 5 to 8 p.m. Industry Night features guest speaker Sasha Hirschberg and will take place in both the SCD Starlight Room and over Zoom from 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday. In the Illini Union Ballroom, there will be a runway workshop from 5 to 8 p.m. Thursday, followed by a 7:30 p.m. show at the Diva Cup Friday. To conclude Fashion Week, the Asian American Association is hosting a runway show in Follinger Auditorium from 3 to 6 p.m. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalumni.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Kennedy Caldwell, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.